Good morning, friends. It is good once again to be with you here at Faith Community United Methodist Church, where we want to be a safe space for exploring faith and building community. That's our vision. Hopefully, I've said it a few times here and there, but I want you to continue to put that in your minds and in your heart. It's on your bulletins every time you come in. Just try to let that resonate with you and ask yourself, how am I making this a safe space for people to explore their faith? And how can we build community with anybody we meet as we are the church wherever we are? So let's continue to put that in us and allow the Lord to build that up in us as we worship together even today this morning. Let's turn to our announcements. We have actually quite a few. I'm not going to go through them all, so make sure you go through all of them. I even have some. Am I still on? Okay. That are not in here, so I want to make sure we get there. First, I want to just acknowledge that Luke and Billy Snell are going to be honored by the American Concrete Institute tomorrow. There's going to be a Zoom meeting and a celebration actually at Legacy in their community room. It's 8:30, I believe, to 10:30 is kind of the time frame. So if you want to go there, you can be a part of that celebration, and we will go from there. Come on, Judy, bring that on up here. We got lots of coats up here. This is wonderful. We're going to be blessing those and just a little bit when we get to our prayer time. I thought that was a perfect time for doing that. Also, hospitality needs some sign-ups for people to bring in snacks and cookies or whatever you want to make and bring or buy and bring. The next 4 weeks are open, so if you can help out, they would appreciate that. Also, don't forget the Meals for Mission that's coming up. There's a sign-up sheet right out front. Betsy can help you get any questions answered, and we will go from there. Also, remember, clocks go back next week. So if you don't set them, you're not going to be here at the right time. You'll be here for something, but you may not be here for what you think. Lynn Engel is asking for jars to be brought. She needs 100 quart-sized canning jars. So if you actually have some of those laying around, bring them in over the next couple weeks. That would be great. Also want to share that we have hired a new director of music. Her name is Terry Gray. She'll be starting this week. We want to thank Glenn Shaw back here. We want to thank Glenn. He's been making sure that we have the choir each and every week as we've been looking for a new director. So thank you, Glenn, for all that you do, and we look forward to you singing with the choir. All right. So thank you. Let's see. That may actually be all I want to talk to you about this morning when it comes to announcements. Let us prepare for worship today as we have our prelude wash over us.
morning. If you are able, could you stand for the call to worship as printed in the bulletin? Rejoice in the Lord and be glad. This is our hope and our salvation. The Lord blesses the earth with rain. The Lord makes old men dream dreams. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad.
God is our hope and our salvation.
And our opening hymn this morning is I Sing the Almighty Power of God. It's number 152 in the hymnal and on the screens. Seated, and if you would join me in our opening prayer as printed in the bulletin, let us pray. Good and gracious God, you promised to pour out your Spirit upon us. You are the hope of the world. Give us strength that we might serve you. Make us humble that we might live for your glory alone. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And if the children can come, are you ready?
They're coming from all directions. Hello, hello.
Something I want to show you today. We're going to talk about harvest. Have you noticed that the corn in the fields is gone now? The soybeans are gone now.
You're right, you know.
I'm turned on. Okay, now everybody can hear me. Oh, yay. Because this is kind of important stuff. All those soybeans and all that corn came from little teeny tiny seeds. The farmers planted thousands of these seeds in the fields. Thousands. row after row after row after row. And what happened to those seeds? They grew up. Yeah, just like you guys. God has a plan for even a little tiny seed like that. That's, and the seeds grow and make corn grow really tall. And there's, how many ears of corn do you think is on one single stalk? One or two? How many? Two or three? And each ear of corn has lots of little ears or little kernels of corn that can be planted next year or used as grain in a harvest. And because God has plans for the seeds, he also has plans for you guys. You guys are going to grow up and learn about God and learn how to love God just like he loves you. And he has plans for every one of you, big plans, to grow up and to be good people. Okay, let's pray. God, thanks for taking care of us, for planting seeds, planting lives. Thank you, God, for these children and the families that they come from. Help them to grow in your love and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let's see if we don't have something in this basket here for people. Okay. Thank you. We are going to sing our prayer song, which is, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought. It's number 128, and we're going to sing verses 1 and 3.
As we go into our time of prayer today, I am going to do a couple different things. I'm using this, we passed these out several weeks ago. It was a list of things that we're looking to do, including a district strategy prayer. And I want to use this prayer today kind of as our lead into prayer. I'm going to like expand on it as I go. Let the Holy Spirit work through me, and at the same time, I'm going to be blessing all these wonderful coats that we're so grateful that you responded to God's call for you to bring them in order to support our young friends at Shawnee Elementary. This will definitely be helpful for them to keep them warm in the days to come. So if you go with me into a time of prayer and with the thought of blessing on these gifts here as well. Let us pray. God of possibility, open our eyes to all the different things. It is through you that we are able to see what is possible. Our minds sometimes want to make things more difficult than they are. But since you are the God of possibility, we trust that you can work in us. Because you have placed us here for a kingdom purpose. It is your purpose that you have been working out in each and every one of us. As we just talked about with the children. Each and every one you have planted a seed. A seed that is to grow and to be more and more like you in the way that we produce fruit in the world. So open our eyes to where you are moving in people. Lord, we think about these coats and the young children, the people that will be wearing them. Lord, we ask that you would bless them, that in these days ahead that they would come and know that these coats were provided. They came from you, O God, that they can trust in where you are in their life. Because they can see that the world around them is not all bad, but there is good that comes through you. So may they understand that these things are a gift, just as you are a gift. So Lord, we ask a blessing upon these coats in a very special way. They would truly bring life and warmth to the children at Shawnee. Lord, we also think about you asking our eyes to be open up in places. Perhaps it is even here where we are. Open our eyes to the opportunities that exist within our walls. But also in the places that surround us, may you be able to encourage us to see where you are at work. And in these unexpected opportunities, O God, open our eyes. This week, three of the congregation and myself are going to Multiply Ohio to understand what the bishop is envisioning for our conference and asking how we as this church in this district can be a bit of a spark for the area to know that there is hope. Give us courage. Courage to dream, humility to listen, and feet to act beyond the four walls of our churches. Lord, we have to go with you. You call us to follow you wherever we go, so Lord, encourage us. Help us to see the unmet needs and signs of new life. Whether it is helping someone with a coat like we're doing here or other things, what are those needs that are not being met? God, bring them to light. Help us to see where you are working, bringing life into new communities, and help us to connect with them in order to connect them with us and to you. To make us a catalyst for change, bearers of hope. In the name of Jesus. May your kingdom come through us, among us, and beyond us. Let us now share a voice together, a prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. We forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, we are blessed. We are blessed with the capacity that exists here in this building. If we think about everything that we have to offer our community, if we really think about what we have produced here over the years and what it is to our community, we cannot accept anything less than we have been blessed. And we are here in this place, and continuing to have this place here to be a blessing to our community and to the world as we consider more and more global mission. And we're going to be working in global mission in Mongolia with the help of Luke and Billy. We are here with a purpose. And it's through our giving that we're able to continue to do so in order to be existing and impact. Ushers, would you please wait upon us? Together in this prayer of dedication. Humble and merciful God, you do not require perfection, only a heart that is open. Receive these gifts, not as a sign of our righteousness, but as a humble offering from those who know they need your grace. Teach us again that generosity begins not in pride, but in gratitude and love of others. May what we give today grow into mercy, justice, and joy in the lives of others and in our own. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
This morning, we're going to do something a little different. You're going to help me with this Psalm 65 by doing the responsive reading, and it's on number 789 in your hymnal. Carol is going to help us with the R response, the music response, because I'm not good at music, but she is. I will read the light reading, and you all will respond with the dark reading. And it continues on the next page. Are you ready for this, guys? Okay, Carol. Now you have to sing with us. Everybody has to sing. Praise is due to you, O God in Zion. To you who hear prayer, all flesh shall come because of their sins.
When all our transgressions prevail over us, you forgive them.
Blessed are those whom you chose and bring near to dwell in your courts.
We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple.
By dread deeds, you answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation.
Who is the hope of all ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who by your strength establish the mountains, being girded with might.
Who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the turmoil of the peoples, so that those who dwell at earth's furthest bounds are afraid at your signs.
You make the morning and the evening resound with joy.
You visit the earth and water it. You gently enrich it.
The river of God is full of water. You provide its rain, for so you have prepared it.
You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth.
You crown the year with your bounty. The tracks of your chariot drip with fatness.
The pastures of the wilderness drip. The hills gird themselves with joy.
The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy.
Thank you.
It is good for us to hear the Word of God in various ways, and for us to hear and participate is a way for us to experience the grace of God. But has anyone recently driven out of the city limits to find themselves behind a combine headed to the next field, or a tractor trailer transporting a load of grain? Has that happened to you? If you haven't had this experience, you need to get out more. You really do. We are at the height of harvest season in Ohio, as we've established this morning. As we said, most of the beans have been brought in, and there's still a few corn harvests that need to be coming, but it is well underway. Growing up in Enon, just 15 miles down the road, I'm used to this season. However, it wasn't until I served as a pastor in small rural farm towns of northwest Ohio that I paid more attention to the rhythm of the planting, growing, and harvest seasons. The first church I served was literally in the corner of a farmer's field. And there are fields for miles in every direction. Everyone in the congregation was in some way related to a farmer or were actively farming. You could say I was steeped in the world of farming, ministering to these families. I could sense their changing emotions, their concerns and joys as they monitored their crops. Regardless of what the seasons presented, the farmers prepared their fields, sowed their seeds, nurtured the plants, and harvested until the last row of crops were brought in. Each year is a different story. Yet any harvest is celebrated. I have joked that farmers are either people of great faith or they're gamblers. I'm not sure. There are so many variables associated with their investment that can impact their return. Now, isn't this the same reality for God, our Creator, Sustainer, and Redeemer? That the seed of God's Word is sown in every generation, but there are many variables that impact God's investment that affects the harvest. Yet any harvest is celebrated. As I was reading our psalm for today, I kept thinking about God harvesting our praise. Our worship, our praise is a return on God's investment in us. Now, the rate of return depends on our response to the many ways God demonstrates His worthiness of praise. Friends, God is worthy of praise. To bolster God's rate of return, let's review this Psalm of David to discover what produces our praise. King David was a passionate person who committed wholeheartedly to his work, his service, his leadership, his artistry, and his relationships. He was an all-in kind of guy. At least that's how I read it as it comes alive in the Scriptures to me. He played the harp, wrote psalms, sang songs, and he even danced to share his heart, mind, and soul with the Lord. In these first few verses of Psalm 65, we can sense his devotion as he wrote, "Praise is due to you, O God of Zion. To you shall vows be performed. O you who answer prayer, to all flesh shall come when deeds of iniquity overwhelm us. You forgive our transgressions." David and anyone who vows to be in a covenant relationship with the Lord doesn't do so because God forces them to. We come to the Lord willingly in response to our personal encounter with God, who accepts us for who we are as unjust and imperfect people in need of transformation. Through these encounters, our praise is produced by God's love. Now, friends, there's a difference between knowing about God's love and knowing God's love. We have to let this love move past our mind and into our hearts. Don't let fear or cynicism keep you from experiencing the pure love of God. Jesus Christ was sent into this world to assure all would have access to the fullness of God's love and grace, forgiving our sins and reconciling us as dearly beloved children of God. Believe and receive this love which leads to praise. It is God's love that draws us in. But there is something else about God that is worthy of our praise that David revealed in these words regarding the Lord, saying, "Happy are those whom you choose to bring near to live in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple." You have to remember, David was writing this psalm as a descendant of the Hebrew people, whom God chose to establish as the people of God and to be priests to the nations. As the people of God and priests, they would be the vehicle through which the world would get to know God, God's ways, and the way of salvation. Just as God chose the Hebrew people, God chose to live among them. First in the tent of meeting or tabernacle, which went with them from place to place until the holy temple was built in Jerusalem. David trusted that God was present in the temple, within the Holy of Holies, which was separated by a curtain from the temple courts. Just being near to the Holy of Holies, near God's presence, was a joy for David and the people of God. Now, in Christ, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, God resides with us, within us. Our praise is produced by God's presence. Think about this. God chooses to be present with us. The question is, do we acknowledge God's presence? And even more important, do we rest in and enjoy His presence? To do this, we have to prioritize and take time, well, to be present. When we are present with God, it becomes natural to give our thanks and praise. Now, even though David praised God for being present in the holy temple, David also knew nothing could contain the Almighty God. Nor was anything in all of creation outside of the Lord's reach and reign. David proclaimed, "By awesome deeds you answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation. You are the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. By your strength you establish the mountains. You are girded with might." Throughout this psalm, and if you read throughout the Psalms, many other Psalms David wrote, he revealed who he believed God is to him and the world. In these few words, he declared God's authority to establish and order life as we know it, and to transform lives to be holy as God is holy. Holiness is the hope we have in Christ our Lord and Savior. This is the plan of salvation that is made possible through God's work in our lives and in all of creation. So our praise is produced by God's powerful activity. It is out of God's love. All that is exists with purpose. Primarily, we exist to be in loving relationships with God, each other, and all of creation. But for love to be real, free will must be granted. From free will, we have sin and evil that exist in the world. All of God's powerful activity is at work to show us the destruction of sin, provide the way to overcome sin, and to restore and reconcile all relationships to be bound by love that is demonstrated in Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit in us, we are being transformed from the inside out to live in love like Christ. That is praiseworthy. Aside from creating us to be in loving relationships, God's vision for our life experience to be filled with beauty and wonder is intentional. David described, "Those who live at earth's farthest bounds are awed by your signs. You make the gateways of the morning and the evening shout for joy." Everywhere we look, we sang about it this morning. Everywhere we look, there is evidence of God's handiwork. All our senses are wowed by all that fills our lives. Social media feeds are filled with pictures of sunrises and sunsets, beach scenes, views from the mountaintops, safari and rainforest excursion, creatures on land and sea from every corner of the earth, landscapes that amaze in the beauty and diversity of humanity. With the more recent ability to scan the skies with high-powered telescopes, we have been able to see sights literally out of this world that are breathtaking. Friends, our praise is produced by God's creativity. Don't just experience creation in all its beauty and then take it for granted. Praise the Lord for the gift of life in such an amazing and wonderful environment. Perhaps our praise will lead us to consider how we are being good stewards of all that God has given to preserve and sustain life. Then David goes on praising God's care of creation, acknowledging, "You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, setting its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth." I think the farther we are from the fields that feed us, the farther we are from recognizing our dependence on the Lord. All of our food, the air we breathe, and the water we drink comes from God's creation. Our own creativity, our capacity to learn, work, serve, and play comes from God. Wisdom and discernment come from God. Growth and healing come from God. Courage and encouragement come from God. I'm sure we could come up with more examples of God's good gifts that sustain us daily. Our praise is produced by God's continual provision. Again, we can take so much for granted. But if we trust God is our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, then we should be giving credit where credit is due. As David said at the beginning of this psalm, praise is due to the Lord our God. And then to conclude this great psalm, David opened his heart of praise, proclaiming, "You crown the year with your bounty, your wagon tracks overflow with richness, the pastures of the wilderness overflow, the meadows clothe themselves with flocks, as the valleys deck themselves with grain." It is likely David wrote this after a year of a great harvest season. It is during times such as these that we witness the overwhelming capacity of God. If we were to combine all the harvest from across the earth for all the crops and assemble all the livestock, I'm sure we would be amazed by the overflowing richness of God's bounty that would be more than enough for all to share. Even if we, the human race, have limited the reach of God's bounty, we, the people of God, should recognize God's capacity. Our praise is produced by God's abundance. Over and over again, there's evidence. When God's people trust in the abundance that is at the Lord's disposal, there is always enough to share according to the will of God. God is at work in all the world, so that means here in our communities as well. Depending on the Lord and seeking the Lord's guidance for how we can share the abundance of God with those around us and the world is key. Once again, our praise leads us to action. So I ask, who is the God you know? Is God worthy of your praise? Praising God is knowing God. The God who David praised in this psalm is the same God we have come to know. God is praiseworthy. So let our praise be harvested by the Lord Almighty as we sing out with the joy of the wonders of God's love, presence, powerful activity, creativity, continual provision, and abundance. May our praise inspire even us to share the God we know with others in ways that reflect God's character using Jesus Christ as our example. Amen.
And there is one song that can really praise God, How Great Thou Art, which is number 77 in your book and hopefully on the screen.
Amen. Amen. Friends, I hope you are encouraged today to think about all the various ways that you can praise the Lord. There is an unending ways for this to be a part of our life. I encourage you to think about it all day and throughout the rest of your life, the praise that you can give. Go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.